Australian lawmakers and officials are now coming forward in droves, admitting they were misled by Big Pharma and the global elite into enforcing some of the most coercive and draconian vaccine mandates in the world. With the rising toll of deaths and undeniable evidence of harm, legislators are calling for an urgent inquiry and demanding the immediate suspension of mRNA vaccines globally.
We know and we knew that this is all bullshit and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable. And we will expose your global agenda so that the people of Australia can be free in the future.
Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already. And sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. If you're curious what a highly vaccinated society looks like, take a look at Australia, where 95% of the population was pressured by draconian government mandates into receiving double vaccinations. Now, 3 years later, a wave of frustration has swept across the entire country. Millions of Australians are now facing serious health challenges after the shots, with growing concerns about accelerated aging in younger people. Tragic stories of loved ones suffering heart attacks and strokes are becoming disturbingly common. Until now, Australian health officials have parroted Big Pharma's narrative, gaslighting the public about vaccine-related issues, even as the evidence becomes harder to ignore and the body bags continue piling up. But in a candid radio interview last week, New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park broke with the usual government stance, admitting for the first time a link between COVID-19 vaccines and the surge of hospitalizations and heart problems in the near fully vaccinated state. For context, the health minister was asked about official statistics showing a tenfold increase in heart problems in the under 40s, a trend that emerged not during the pandemic, but after the rollout of mRNA vaccines.
So why were so many people turning up at hospital emergency departments in 2021 reporting chest pain? We've seen it happen in New Zealand, we've got the figures from Queensland, and now we can exclusively reveal the figures for New South Wales. The same thing happened here. The Health Minister in New South Wales is on the line, Ryan Park. Now, Ryan, are you going to tell me that it was the virus sending all these people to hospital?
I've had a good chat with Dr. Chan about this, and she said without a doubt some people have presented to our EDs in that time with the chest pain or myocarditis or pericarditis after the vaccination. That's without a doubt. What she's made clear to me is that far greater was the people who were presenting with COVID at that time.
We've had a respected doctor look at the numbers, and they say in 2021, lots of chest pain, lots of vaccine, not much COVID.
I don't think anyone's denying the fact that some of the vaccines had an impact on people.
While health ministers continue to stall and obscure the truth, the public is rising up, and officials are stepping forward to blow the whistle on the conspiracy against the people. Lawmakers are now joining the Japanese COVID task force in demanding an immediate suspension of mRNA vaccines worldwide.
I want to take a moment to acknowledge the seriousness of the matter we are gathered to discuss. The synthetic DNA contamination found in Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. 2 weeks ago at our ordinary council meeting, this motion was shut down because it was not important. I and millions of other Australians do not agree that this motion is not important. The contamination is not a minor issue. The report by Dr. David Speaker, presented in Exhibit 1 of tonight's motion, evidences levels of synthetic DNA contamination by up to 145 times higher than Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA, up to 145 times higher than the TGA's own safety limits. For those unfamiliar, the TGA limits are there for a reason, because synthetic DNA has been shown to integrate into human cells, leading to potential long-term health risks like cancer, genomic instability, vascular thromboses and blood clotting, as well as immune system disruptions. Dr. Speaker's findings are alarming, but they are also far from isolated. Independent studies now in Canada, Germany, and the US have all confirmed similar levels of contamination. International experts, including some of the world's leading oncologists, geneticists, virologists, immunologists, microbiologists, and biochemists, have joined forces to warn governments around the world, including our own government, about the dangers these contaminants pose. This is why the Honourable Russell Broadbent MP, the federal member for Monash, has written multiple letters to the Prime Minister urging immediate investigation and suspension of these vaccines.
The turbo cancer epidemic is not a coincidence. Ask yourself, why did Pfizer invest their COVID pandemic profits last year in a $43 billion bet that turbo cancer was about to explode around the world?
But let's talk about what this means for us, the residents of Port Hedland. Exhibit 3, the science summary attached to Mr. Broadbent's second letter, presents a stark reality. In every vial of Australian-sourced mRNA vaccine, every single shot tested by Dr. Speaker, the levels of synthetic DNA contamination were so high that one shot could contain as many as 24 trillion synthetic DNA fragments. Trillion with a T. Think about that. Each one of us has around 37 trillion cells in our body, and one shot could be putting 24 trillion foreign DNA fragments into our bloodstream, with potentially billions of those fragments being the simian virus 40, SV40. SV40 is a genetic material that has been known for years to cause cancer. The science summary makes it clear. Only 3 to 10 of these SV40 fragments are needed to trigger what is called insertional mutagenesis, which is a scientific term for cancer-causing genetic changes. When I say 3, I mean 3. Not 300, not 3,000, not even 3 million. If just 3 to 10 fragments are needed to begin the cancer mutation process, what happens when someone receives billions of these SV40 fragments in a single shot? What happens when these contaminant shots are administered multiple times, as they have been, to millions of Australians, including Australian children?
As the global elite who forced these shots on billions of people scramble to evade justice, it's important to acknowledge the full weight of their crime. Using biological weapons to harm or kill people is a violation of the Geneva Convention, which was signed by President Eisenhower in 1949. Australian Prime Minister Ben Chifley also signed the convention that same year. It carries the death penalty, either by hanging until death or by facing a firing squad and being shot until dead. Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts explains how we are going to ensure justice is served. After this important word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. Under Biden, the price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video or call 256-664-4170 to take advantage of this fantastic offer. The Australian people are rightly outraged at the global elite, especially considering how corrupt their institutions have become under the influence of Big Pharma and global interests. Take Australian Judge Helen Roath QC, for example. She dismissed a lawsuit against Pfizer that aimed to halt the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in Australia on health grounds. The lawsuit claimed that Pfizer knowingly violated laws concerning genetically modified organisms within its mRNA vaccine. Notably, Judge Roath failed to disclose that she had been on Pfizer's legal payroll. Roath's decision allowed Pfizer and Moderna to continue rolling out the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines within Australia, which became one of the most vaccinated nations in the world. Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts has seen enough and is now gunning for those responsible for what he describes as the greatest crime of the 21st century.
It's become clear that people in this country and globally have been steamrolled. It is also clear that it has been coordinated globally. It is also clear that it has been integrated, not just over 6 months, not just over 2.5 years, but it has been planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. But the people are waking, and it's thanks to people like Dr. Altman and all the presenters here today, thanks to people like Senator Babette and Craig Kelly. We know and we knew that this is all bullshit and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable. And we will expose your global agenda so that the people of Australia can be free in the future. Because I love my kids and I'm looking forward to my grandkids. And we are going to save this country.
Time is of the essence. And the elite must be brought to justice before they can orchestrate the next manufactured crisis and impose their fear-based programming on future generations. Senator Roberts joined our friend Alex Jones this week to break it down.
But essentially what's happening is your country, Britain, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, all descendants from the British Commonwealth are all ruled by a red and a blue team, what I call the Uni Party. And they're all the same. They're pushing the same basic policies, is driven by these internationalists, these globalists, these unelected parasites who are fronts for big corporations, who are fronts for a few people that own them and control them. They want us to hate ourselves. They want us to hate each other. They want division. They want fear. During COVID, we saw the same things, fear and isolation and separation, making us feel as though we're alone and individual and vulnerable. And nothing could be further from the truth. It's become clear that people in this country and globally have been steamrolled. It is also clear that it has been coordinated globally. It is also clear that it has been integrated, not just over 6 months, not just over 2.5 years, but it has been planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people.
They stole farmers' property rights, which is fundamental. They're destroying family. They're controlling speech. They're destroying religion, bad-mouthing Christianity, which gave us our Western civilization, the fundamentals of our Western civilization, our values. And they're putting controls in place like social media control that you're talking about. They're doing all the things that a communist party would do because they are communist in their approach. I mean, I'm very proud of my country, but I loved America. I mean, America, and I've got to put a caveat on that, has been decimated in the last 30 years thanks to both the Obamas, the Clintons. I mean, you've been ruled by criminals.
The criminals have been put on notice. And as Senator Roberts says, they will be hounded down. People are waking up and creating a critical mass in countries like Japan and Australia, nations once thought to be lost to the globalists. The elites grew arrogant, overstepped their bounds, and now humanity is rising up in Australia, Europe, Japan, and right across the good old USA.
And shove your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can shove your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can shove your vaccine mandates. Shove your vaccine mandates.
Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel on Rumble and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionise the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.